Hey everyone, welcome to the show. Have you ever made a choice that just felt so right in the moment, so intensely alive, that you just ignored all the warning signs, like the kind of choice that could totally shatter your world? That's kind of what we're going to be looking at today. It's exactly what Meredith Turretz explores in her novel Just Want You Here. It's contemporary fiction, the kind that really gets under your skin and stays with you. And before we dive in, hit that like button and subscribe so you don't miss any other deep dives. And you can find a link to the book in the description.
I think one of the things that grabs you right away about this book is just how relatable the characters are, even when they're making these decisions that you might question. It's about that raw, sometimes painful search for connection and meaning, even if it means, hurting the people around you.
So okay, picture this, right? You've got Ari and Morgan. They're a couple. They've been together for a decade. They seem rock solid. And then, bam, suddenly they implode. Morgan just drops this bombshell that he needs to find himself. And Ari's just utterly devastated. It's like the rug's been pulled out from under her.
And Turretz does not hold back in showing us Ari's raw grief, right? She throws herself into work. She retreats to her childhood home. She's clinging to these memories like lifelines. It's almost like she's trying to rewind time, go back to a place where things felt safe and certain.
It's so heartbreaking to see her just grasping at straws, especially when her friend, Summer, Summer's trying to pull her out of this self-imposed isolation. Summer's all about distractions, getting her out, out and about, whatever. But Ari is just fixated on her childhood bedroom. It's like untouched since high school. It's like she's literally trying to step back into her old self.
Yeah, and that untouched bedroom, it's such a powerful image, right? Because it speaks to Ari's state of mind. She's stuck in the past. She's surrounded by these relics of a life that no longer exists, and her present is just falling apart.
Right. And meanwhile, we get these glimpses of Morgan's struggle too. He's going to therapy. He's telling everyone Ari's doing fine when she's so clearly not. And he's seeking solace in his family's diner. It's like he's clinging to familiar routines, just trying to make sense of his own choices.
I think what's interesting here is that Turretz really shows us both sides of this breakup. We see the pain, the confusion from both Ari and Morgan's perspective. It's not clean cut, right? They both carry the weight of their shared history, even as they try to move on.
Yeah, totally. And just when Ari's like sinking into despair, she makes this bold move. She lands a job at a tech startup in Boston, a world away from her previous life. And it offers, not just financial independence, but she encounters her boss, Wells, this super charismatic guy.
Yeah, and the startup world, it's like a shot of adrenaline compared to Ari's old life. It's modern, full of energy, possibility. And Wells, with all of his ambition and charm, he embodies everything that Ari feels is missing.
Oh, totally. And the attraction between them is immediate. It's not long before things cross the line. But here's where the story gets complicated. Wells is married.
Yeah, so the affair becomes this tangled web of desire and deceit. Ari's drawn to that intensity, the escape that Wells offers. But she's constantly battling her conscience. She knows it's wrong, yet she can't resist.
And Wells, despite being deeply in love with his wife, Leah, he's clearly struggling in his marriage. There are these communication breakdowns, impulsive decisions, a growing distance between them. It's just a far cry from the perfect picture.
I think what's important here is that Turretz doesn't paint Wells as this one-dimensional villain, He's a complex character. He's grappling with his own desires and shortcomings. His marriage is far from perfect, and that adds, I think, a really important layer of nuance to their affair.
Totally, totally. And their affair. It's shrouded in this intense secrecy. They're sending encrypted messages, having carefully planned encounters, the constant fear of being caught. And Turretz uses these vivid details. Like Wells is totally fascinated by Ari's hair. And she talks about this blood stain on the sheets. It makes their connection feel so visceral, so real.
Right. And something I find really fascinating here is the power dynamic, right?
Yeah.
Wells is Ari's boss. He holds this position of authority, and there are moments when he very much exerts control. And Ari, vulnerable and seeking validation, she gets totally swept up in it.
Oh, absolutely. And just as Ari is navigating this whole thrill and guilt of this affair, tragedy strikes and throws everything into a tailspin. Kathy, who is Morgan's mother, she passes away. And Kathy was like a mother figure to Ari. She provided this warmth and support that Ari just didn't have in her own life.
And Kathy's death, this is like a major turning point in the book, because it forces Ari to face the reality of her choices and the pain that she has caused. She has this total breakdown at the funeral. She can't face Morgan. She can't face the weight of her betrayal.
It's so interesting how Turretz contrasts, Kathy, this nurturing presence, with Ari's own mother, who is just emotionally distant and wrapped up in her own struggles.
Mm-hmm.
It highlights that yearning for connection and belonging that Ari carries throughout the entire story.
And it's almost as if Kathy's death creates this crack in the facade that Ari and Wells have built around their affair, right? Yeah. The risk escalates, the guilt intensifies, and the tension in Wells's marriage, it reaches this breaking point.
It all just kind of comes crashing down when Leah finally confronts Wells about his infidelity. Like those carefully constructed walls of their marriage, they just crumble.
Mm-hmm.
And we see that raw, really painful aftermath.
Right. It's this moment of brutal honesty. All of those unspoken truths and buried emotions are just surfacing. And just when you think this is like the biggest turning point in the story, boom, another bombshell drops. Wells is diagnosed with cancer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's like the air gets sucked out of the room.
You know?
This diagnosis just throws everything into this new, terrifying light. And suddenly, the affair seems almost insignificant compared to this, like, life-altering news.
Yeah, it adds this whole new layer of complexity to the story, right? Because now both Ari and Wells have to confront their own mortality, and their priorities shift. They're forced to grapple with the weight of their choices in the face of this, you know, impending loss.
It's heavy stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
So Wells initially tries to keep his diagnosis a secret. He's battling with his own vulnerability, his fear. But as his illness progresses, he knows he can't keep up the charade. And he makes some tough decisions. He realizes he can't continue the affair. And in a way, to protect Ari, he secures her another job. So he's separating their lives in a way that's both painful and necessary.
Yeah. And this is where we see Wells's character actually kind of evolve. He's mm-hmm. facing his limitations, his mortality, and his actions now start to reflect this sense of responsibility, a desire to protect Ari, even if it means letting her go.
Yeah. So Ari is left reeling. She's heartbroken, questioning everything.
Yeah.
And Wells' decision, it forces her to reevaluate her own life, her own future. And she starts having these like soul-searching conversations with Summer, her friend, about what she wants. She even explores the possibility of becoming a teacher, which is something that she's always felt drawn to but put aside.
Yeah, it's like she's waking up from this dream, realizing that she's been living someone else's life, making choices that weren't really truly aligned with her values, like the affair with Wells. It offered excitement, escape, but ultimately it led her further away from herself.
It's like she lost herself in the process.
Exactly.
Yeah, so she even tries to reconnect with her past a little bit. She has this incredibly awkward dinner with her father. And in this painful revelation, she learns that he had an affair years ago, mirroring the exact situation she finds herself in.
Oh, wow.
Talk about a wake-up call. It's this stark reminder that she's not so different from the person who caused her so much pain.
Right. The parallels between Ari's actions and her father's betrayal, they're so significant. It forces her to confront the cycle of hurt that she's perpetuated. And she starts to see the ripple effect of her choices, how they've impacted not just herself, but also the people around her.
It's huge. It's like this domino effect.
Yeah.
And then there's this charged encounter at the grocery store. Ari runs into Leah, and the tension is just palpable. Leah's clearly struggling. Her vulnerability is on full display, and Ari is just hit with the weight of her own actions, the pain that she has caused this woman.
Yeah, it's a moment filled with those unspoken words, you know, like this silent acknowledgement of their shared hurt and betrayal. And there's this detail where Ari notices the emerald cut of Leah's engagement ring. And it echoes her own past with Morgan. It's this reminder of the life Leah has built, the life that Ari disrupted.
Wow. It's like everything is coming full circle. So the tension escalates because Susan, Leah's mother, she starts putting the pieces together. And she's sharp. She's observant. She picks up on Ari's behavior, noticing a missing bracelet that belonged to Wells. It's clear that the truth is about to come out.
Oh, yeah. Susan's a force to be reckoned with. She is fiercely protective of her daughter, and she is determined to uncover the truth. And her suspicions add this whole other layer of suspense to the story as we wait for the inevitable confrontation.
And that confrontation does come. Leah discovers the truth about Ari and Wells.
Mm.
And it's such an emotionally charged scene, like the rawness of Leah's heartbreak and betrayal is palpable. And Ari just has to face the devastating consequences of her actions.
This is like the pivotal moment in the book, you know? The truth is out in the open, there's no going back. It's a raw, painful scene. But it's also a really necessary step towards healing and accountability.
Totally. So the aftermath, it's a whirlwind. Ari leaves Leah's house. She returns to her childhood home. She grapples with the weight of her choices. And she starts cleaning out her childhood bedroom, discarding memories, confronting her past. It's like this symbolic act of shedding these layers of her former self and trying to find a way forward.
Right. This cleaning, this discarding, it's so significant because it represents Ari's attempt to make sense of the chaos that she's created, you know? She's literally and figuratively cleaning up the mess she's made and searching for a fresh start.
Yeah, totally. And she leaves her wedding dress behind, acknowledging her journey, but not erasing the past. It's like a powerful reminder that our past shapes us, even as we try to move on.
Yeah, and that wedding dress, it's like a symbol of the life Ari once envisioned, a life that seems impossible now. And leaving it behind, it represents acceptance. It's acknowledging that her path has taken this unexpected turn.
So then there's this surprise encounter at Summer's wedding. Ari runs into Morgan, and you can just feel that unspoken tension, you know. They both acknowledge that they've moved on, their paths diverging in ways they never could have imagined.
Right, and this brief encounter really highlights the passage of time and how life reshapes relationships. There's this sense of closure, this recognition that their shared history is part of them, but it doesn't define them anymore.
Yeah, I love that. It just when you think the story is settling into this predictable resolution, boom, Turitz throws a curveball. Leah, in this act of incredible grace, offers Ari a job as Rowan's nanny.
Whoa.
I know, right?
That's intense.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
This is where the story takes a really fascinating turn, because Leah, despite all of the immense pain and betrayal she's experienced, she extends compassion to Ari. And it's this complex, unconventional dynamic that sets the stage for, I think, a really powerful exploration of forgiveness and healing.
It's a really unexpected turn of events.
Well, for sure.
It makes you wonder, you know, what's going to happen next? What's going to happen to these characters?
Totally. So Ari accepts, and suddenly she's living in the very house where the affair took place, caring for the child Wells left behind. It's such a strange and unsettling situation, just filled with tension and unspoken truths.
Right. The intimacy of this whole arrangement is really striking, you know. Ari's immersed in Leah's life, navigating these spaces that once held her secret. It feels like a recipe for both healing and potential disaster at the same time.
Totally. And Leah is so vulnerable. She's grappling with her grief and the challenges of being a single parent. And Ari, weighed down by guilt and this desire to make amends, she finds herself blurring the lines between employer and friend.
And this is where Turitz really delves into the complexities of female relationships. We see this delicate balance between vulnerability and strength, and how shared experiences, even those born from betrayal, can forge these really unexpected bonds.
Powerful stuff. But, you know, their unconventional arrangement isn't without its challenges, right? Susan, Leah's mother, she arrives, and her disapproval of Ari just hangs heavy in the air. You can tell she suspects Ari's involvement in her daughter's pain, and it adds another layer of tension to an already delicate situation.
Yeah, Susan's presence definitely disrupts this fragile equilibrium that Ari and Leah have created. She represents societal judgment and expectations that clash with the complexity of their situation.
It's like she's the voice of reason, reminding everyone of the, you know, the traditional rules of right and wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
So Leah, leaning more and more on Ari, starts pushing her friends away, further isolating herself. And Ari's torn between her loyalty to Leah and her own desire for a life beyond this house, you know, beyond this complicated situation.
Yeah, and the lines between their lives continue to blur, right? Leah even gives Ari Wells' car, which is this symbolic gesture that emphasizes their intertwined fates. They're bound by this loss, by secrets, by a shared history that just can't be erased.
It's interesting how the material things, like the car, become these symbols of their connection.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
So we also learn that Morgan has moved on, found love with someone new. And Ari, despite her complicated feelings, recognizes this as a good thing for him, a sign that healing is possible even after such heartbreak.
Right. Morgan's new relationship serves as this kind of counterpoint to Ari's journey. He's able to move forward, find happiness, while Ari is still grappling with the consequences of her choices. It really highlights the different ways we all process grief and loss.
It shows that there's no one right way to heal.
Exactly.
Yeah. So as Wells' health deteriorates, Ari struggles to cope with his impending death. There's this really poignant scene where he breaks down in front of her, confessing his fear. His vulnerability is laid bare.
It's a powerful reminder of our shared humanity, you know. Even those who seem strong and invincible are ultimately fragile in the face of life and death. This moment humanizes Wells. It strips away the layers of ambition and success to reveal the raw fear beneath.
It's like a reminder that we're all just human, facing the same fears and uncertainties.
Exactly.
So Wells' final days, they're filled with pain and acceptance. Leah, in denial, she fluctuates between anger and these bursts of emotion. She's desperately trying to maintain control as her world is crumbling around her.
And Leah's coping mechanisms, they're a testament to her strength and her love for Wells. She's trying to hold herself together, to protect her son, even as everything falls apart. It's heartbreaking to witness.
Oh, absolutely. And then in this heart-wrenching moment, Leah discovers the blood stain on the sheets, this painful reminder of Wells's infidelity. It's like a wound reopening, just as she's trying to process his death.
Yeah, that discovery adds another layer of complexity to Leah's grief, right? She's mourning the loss of her husband, wrestling with the betrayal that marred their marriage, and facing this daunting task of raising her son alone.
It's a lot to process.
Yeah, for sure.
So after Will's death, there's this awkward gathering at his house, filled with these strained interactions and unspoken tensions. Everyone's trying to navigate their own grief, you know, their relationship to the man they've lost.
Right, and this gathering shows the ripple effect of loss. It's not just about the individual who died, but about this network of relationships that are forever altered by their absence.
It's like this web of connections that's been disrupted.
Exactly.
So the book concludes with Ari's decision to stay with Leah and Rowan, hinting at a path towards healing and redemption, albeit an unconventional one.
Yeah, and this ending, it's both hopeful and ambiguous, right? It suggests the possibility of forgiveness, the power of these unconventional families. But it also leaves us with questions about the long-term implications of their arrangement, you know? Like, can they truly move forward from the pain of the past? Can they build a future that honors both their love and their loss?
Yeah, it's a messy ending, but life is messy, isn't it? It's not tied up with a neat little bow, but it feels real, authentic.
Exactly. And that's what Churitz does so brilliantly in this book. She presents these flawed, complex characters making these, you know, questionable choices. But you can't help but empathize with them. You understand their motivations, their pain, their yearning for connection.
Yeah. And there's so much to unpack here. On one hand, you have Ari seeking redemption, trying to atone for her actions. She's drawn to this unconventional family unit, to caring for Leah and Rowan. It's almost like she's trying to right the wrong she inflicted.
And then there's Leah grappling with this unimaginable loss compounded by the betrayal she endured. Her decision to allow Ari into her life, to entrust her with the care of her son, it's incredibly strong and a testament to her capacity for forgiveness.
Oh, absolutely. And let's not forget Susan, you know, the ever-watchful mother, adding this whole other layer of tension. She's skeptical of Ari's motives, and her disapproval hangs heavy in the air. It creates this underlying unease, a reminder that societal norms and expectations can clash with the complexities of human relationships.
Yeah, what's interesting about Susan is that she represents this more traditional perspective on morality and forgiveness. She struggles to reconcile her daughter's unconventional choices with her own understanding of right and wrong.
Right, right. And then there's Morgan, finding his own way forward, healing from his heartbreak. It's like a parallel journey to Ari's, but he seems to be finding peace and happiness while Ari is still wrestling with her demons.
Right, and Morgan's story, it offers a glimmer of hope. It suggests that even facing this profound loss, it's possible to move on, to find love and happiness again. Mm. It's a reminder that life goes on even when our world feels shattered.
So what does this all mean? What does Just Want You Here teach us about love, loss, and the choices we make?
Well, I think this book reminds us that life is messy, unpredictable, and often painful. It challenges us to examine our own capacity for forgiveness, both for ourselves and for others. It forces us to confront the complexities of human relationships and the gray areas of morality. There are no easy answers, no neat resolutions. But in the messiness, there is also beauty, resilience, and the possibility of redemption.
What really struck me was how Turitz portrays female relationships. You know, there's this depth and complexity to the bonds between these women, even when tested by betrayal and loss.
Yeah, and I think that's something we don't often see explored so honestly in literature. These women are flawed, they make mistakes, but they also support each other, challenge each other, and find a way to move forward together, even if unconventionally.
It's really powerful to see.
Yeah.
So Just When You Hear, it left me with a lot to think about. It's a story that stays with you long after you finish the last page. It makes you question your own choices, your capacity for forgiveness, and how you navigate the complexities of relationships.
I couldn't agree more. It's a book that sparks conversation, challenges assumptions, and ultimately leaves you with this sense of hope even when facing heartbreak and uncertainty.
Well said. And that's a wrap on our deep dive into Meredith Turitz's Just Want You Here. We'd love to hear your thoughts, you know, what resonated with you, what questions did it raise for you. Share your favorite moment in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe for more deep dives into captivating stories and thought-provoking ideas. Until next time, keep diving.